All right, guys, welcome to part two of our season review. We're going to go through the B divisions and the single C division. You remember when there was A, B, and C for all three flights, right? Back
when I was in high school, I'm a proud graduate of Donovan, Monsignor Donovan at the time, and we were in C South, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Were they the division smaller then?
Yeah, I believe
so. Because we didn't lose any schools.
No. There was an A.
I think we actually gained schools.
Actually. I think we have gained schools. Yeah. Trinity Hall didn't exist when I was in high school.
Was Pinelands always a sure team?
Yes. Yep. Pinelands has been our C South. Okay. Lacey. So I'm dating myself, but it's been a long time.
We touched on divisions. Also, I don't think they go by. Do they go by schools? Because that's how it used to go by. A were always the bigger schools, and then B were the smaller schools.
Well, look at C. I mean, you got Ocean County teams and Monmouth County teams. So.
Yeah, that is such an odd division.
Yeah, it's weird.
First, let's go. We'll go through B North. one of those really? Divisions where nobody, nobody's going to have a chance against St. John Vianney. You can probably put the best players from all those other schools.
Make an all-star team.
Dawn just does a wonderful job, obviously. And, kids want to go there.
We've said it in the past that, their starting five and their second starting five are probably the two best teams this short conference.
Yep. And, they graduated Katie, and Emma, but, they got, probably the second best player in the state. And Zoe Brooks transferred because TCA is, no longer has a program. So it just did that much better.
Get richer, right?
Yeah. The one thing, Zoe's transfer in, the kids that have been waiting, for their time and, are they going to finally get on the court? You're thinking this is your time, and then you get the second best player in the state is on the roster now.
But the good thing about St. John Vianney and their kids and what Dawn has created there is
they're no selfishness, and they're not selfish. Nope.
They're not selfish. They're going to keep working, and they know that they have to produce and work hard and practice to see the floor. So I don't think anybody's going to cut Zoe a break there. They're going to challenge her and –
Probably a more challenge to I know TC had a good team, but probably not as deep as St. John Vianney. So, you're getting challenged in and out in practice. Yep. And you got to play both ways with Dawn.
Absolutely.
With Dawn. What I like, Dawn last year, very unique year, but whenever a game canceled in her division because of COVID, she scheduled the top of the top.
Yeah.
And, I think if you ask her, she'd probably rather do that every season, instead of, running through, the division, like we talk about, having to play the Raritans and, Manawans.
I think she's one of those coaches that would be in favor of putting the best eight teams in. She's not afraid of them. What's there to be afraid of? Play the best teams.
No. And, one coach said to me, it's not about the wins or losses. When you're in a program like that, it's about getting these kids ready for the next level. Hang on one second. Sorry, can't help you. Somebody looking for a game.
All right.
St. John, they're bringing back Ashley O'Connor and, Madison St. Rose, the reigning two-time, right? I think she was NJ.com's player of the year again this year, last year, right? So, have we ever had a three-time winner? I don't remember. NJ.com didn't exist when we were in school.
Well, right.
Star Ledger.
Probably would have been a four-time player of the year, but no, I honestly don't think there's ever been a three-time player of the year.
And, Tiny rightfully, put her in the conversation and she one of the best players ever. Is she the best player ever to come out of the Shore Conference?
You'd have to say is she the best player to come out of St. John Vianney? Because that's...
Well, that's a challenge itself.
That's because your measuring stick.
Yeah.
You got... Oh, you... she better than Erica Gomez or
Audrey?
Know, Audrey Gomez. That's Audrey is what I meant. Right. Is she better than Audrey Gomez? Like, come on. That's hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to think, you know, not to go the past, different style of basketball. You know, these teams are scoring way more points than when we were in school. How many points would Audrey Gomez be averaging if she played in this?
It's scary.
This era. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So yeah, but you know, she's definitely, you know, in the conversation, you know, going to Princeton, you know, probably could have went anywhere, you know, and choose Ivy League, tells you, you know, how smart,
absolutely,
and, you know, what, and you know, that she definitely has a bright future ahead of her.
Value that education. So,
Now who do you have second? Now it's probably between RBR and Neptune, I'm guessing.
That's a good guess, Nick. That's a good guess. I have RBR second, but again, it was like splitting hairs. Because I think those two teams will probably give each other a great battle the two times they play. I just think RBR, I mean, I know they lost some players, but they got some Cameron Gardner's pretty
big. She had a big impact as a freshman.
So, and I know they got the transfer from, what's that?
Iris.
Yes. So,
which will help their backcourt because that's what they graduated.
They were lacking guards, right? Correct.
Yes.
They got Gardner in the middle.
Yeah. And they got the 6'3", 6'4" freshman and currently.
Correct. Yeah. So you got a pretty dominant inside game. Now you add a great shooter.
Yes.
A Division I player. Mm. I think they're just ahead of Neptune.
Yes. And, you know, JT's a great, great coach. He always has his team ready.
He's not backing down from anybody.
No. So Neptune, you know, they got, you know, the combo of Evans and Young, which is a, you know, great combo in the Shore.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, you know, they're probably, you know, competing for a top 10 spot in the Shore, you know, throughout the season, I would think. You know, the problem, you know, will they be able, you know, keep St. John Vianney in for a half? You know,
I mean, they have the guards to do it, right?
Yes.
The guards are dynamic, not overly big, but dynamic. But, you know, look at St. John Vianney's guards too. So, Well, I mean, will they hang for a while? Probably. Will it be close at the end? Probably not.
I hate to run, but there was another player, I think Jaden Foster, you know, junior, you know, she has a little height for Neptune that, you know, help. You think they could split with RBR?
You know, they have the talent. If they catch RBR early, before they develop their chemistry, I think that's probably a key.
Next is probably Middletown North. I know they graduated a couple players, but Justin, you know, another good coach.
Yeah.
I just want to pull up their roster real quick. Oh, come on. Sorry. Victoria, who was, you know, I think she's playing at Patterson.
Okay.
William Patterson. I think she's up there playing William Patterson. You know, she was the spark plug. One thing that, you know, as soon as she gets the ball, she's looking up now, you know, for point guard, which is, you know, you want to see out of your point guards and seeing what to do. They do bring back their leading scorer, Ronnie, I'm going to butcher her, Procada.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm getting there. They had a freshman that saw quite a bit of minutes. So you want to see her take it to the next level. And, you know, Madison, almost a similar last name, Mercati. Yeah. But, you know, losing the seniors, you know, Walsh, you know, Meeman, you know, too tall, you know, some height right there that they're losing. Yeah. Does he have any height, you know? To help, back, you know, because when you're playing RBR, you got, you know, the Twin Towers there.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I have Middletown North and fourth also. Again, like you said, lost their best player, but I think they have enough to be competitive. But again, when you're
I think that, you know, they'll be in it with RBR and Neptune. Next, you know, we'll go Colts neck. Coach Russo, you know, is took over the program. One of the godfathers of St. John Vianney, of the, you know, started the dynasty. It'd be interesting to see what he could do. You know, they graduated Jess, but, you know, they do have division player Gibson coming back. Yep. So it'd be, you know, it'd be interesting to see how long it takes them to, you know, develop this program, you know, and probably all a matter of time until, you know, we're talking to them consistently in the top five.
It'll be interesting because they start off with Manchester on Saturday at the OBM Christmas tournament. So that should be a pretty competitive game. Mm-hmm. So we'll see kind of where they're at right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I mean, Gibson's the key player there that they're bringing back. So, and it'd be interesting, you know, to see, you know, Petruso back on the sidelines again. You know, he was assistant at Marlboro, but, you know, now he's, you know, got the head coaching job again. And then last, you know, Friel Burrow, you know, I saw him 2 years ago. You know, they had one shooter that impressed me. She's a senior, you know, Maddie. You know, see if they could get anything to, you know, going over there. You know, Friel Burrow's tough. It's a tough area.
it is tough. I spent one season as Jen's assistant coach back in 2005, 2006. And we had some talent back then. We had some very good talent. But the Friel district is an odd place.
Yes, because you could go pretty much anywhere you want.
Majors, like each school has a specific major. You can go to whatever school you want based on the major. Mm-hmm. And I think Friel Burrow seems to be on the losing end of that battle every year.
Yep. I think Jen stepped down. They got a new coach listed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How long? She's been there
a long time.
Yeah.
Well, at least 15, 16 years. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, they have a new coach listed. So, see what she could bring to the program. But like you said, you know, that Friel School District, Manalapan, Marlboro, Friel Township, Colts Neck, Cowell, you know, you pretty much go wherever you want. And Friel Borough always seems to be in majority of the sports on the, you know, Howell, you know, you go to Howell, you want to be a wrestler.
Right.
Friel Township, you want to play girls soccer, or boys soccer.
Right, exactly.
So it will be interesting to see if they could get a little more competitive this season after the last couple. Who's your all-division team?
Well, again, a lot of individual talent.
Yes.
But
it was tough cutting some names off this list.
Narrowing down to five is tough, but
it was Madison tough just cutting. Yeah.
Madison Rose, Zoe Brooks, Megan Callen from St. John Vianney. I have Young from Neptune. I know a lot of people like Young a little better. And Cam Gardner from Red Bank Regional.
Almost pretty similar. I have, you know, Maddie St. Rose, Ashley O'Connor, Mick Callahan, Cameron Gardner, and I have Evans from Neptune, you know, from my old division team. Not saying, you know, people are going to say, oh, you know, Zoe, you know, haven't seen her play yet, and she hasn't been in the short yet, but, you know, I do know. She is as advertised.
So
I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing her play in the, you know, in the shore and for St. John Vianney. Probably won't get to them to state finals or something.
Yeah. But,
you know, competitive games. B South. Looks like maybe we're gonna have changing in the guard in the B South finally. You know,
I think you are correct.
Destiny is no longer at Manchester, so Donovan is probably the team to beat.
I don't see Donovan losing a game in the division this year.
Okay.
A lot coming back, a lot coming in, and Manchester lost a lot. So. Yep. you know, and Manchester's still good, but I just think Donovan is this season head and shoulders above the rest of the division.
And what I like about Donovan, they got a lot of pieces that complement each other. You know, mm-hmm. you know, obviously Gabby's an elite scorer. You know, right. they got the transfer Decker, who you know, looks like he's going to be running the point guard. Mm-hmm. Olivia Conroy could put it in the net, play lockdown defense. I was, you know, she had a great season last year. And you know, Mackenzie, a big body.
Yeah. Peyton Mira, big body.
Yeah. You know, and you know, a couple, you know, three soccer players right there. So you know, yeah. you know, tough defenders. You know, they gotta get it to gel, and you know, I think they're gonna be.
And don't forget, Barksdale left. She went back to modern day.
Yes.
But her name's escaped me. Great kid too. Transferred from Barnegat 2 years ago.
Oh, of course we're drawing a blank right now.
Yeah, of course. And I love the kid. She's a great kid. And I love her parents too. God, you know, I'm getting old. I gotta start writing these things down.
Joseph.
But again, Kai Joseph, right.
Kai Joseph.
So yeah. And I think the problem they had last year was they never gelled. At certain points, they brought in a lot of new kids, mm-hmm. And it just didn't look like they ever clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Manchester kind of beat them up last year.
And I was at that game.
Competitive. But I think this year, with playing together for a year, a lot of experience coming back, a lot of newcomers to transfer, I think Glenn's going to have them ready to take over the division.
Yes, I will agree with that. Probably interesting after them, though. You know, those teams, you know, a couple competitive teams that I know, you know, Manchester, you know, you got Amaya break mm-hmm. that came back. As you know, everyone, all the rumors all summer with, you know, was she leaving? Coming back, you know, going to be her team now, you know, senior leader. Devin Quigley had a great freshman campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And Maya Horgan. Yes, who, you know, when she gets on, she can knock down to three as good
Absolutely.
As anybody.
Very streaky shooter. They have talent. It's not, I mean, Destiny was a major part of that team, but there's talent left there. Their problem is going to be you can't throw the ball into Destiny when things are going bad. You can't get the ball with Destiny to take up the court when things are going bad. You can't rely on Destiny to block shots when things are going bad.
Yeah.
So if they start to struggle early, how are they going to handle it?
Yes.
They're not used to struggling. So that's going to be a big part of what Dave has to instill is that it's your team now. Look for something. Don't look for something that's not there.
Yes.
Like you have, it's you now. It's you. You've got to do it. And with those three players, they're going to be competitive. I mean, I saw Amaya. I went to two of their scrimmages, and I can be honest with you, Amaya is playing on a different level now than she was last year. So she's ready to take a big step up. Do they have? They're very thin. Very.
Which was a problem last year, too.
Other than the top, they can't compete with Donovan bench-wise. Yeah. So it's going to be a new era at Manchester and how they're going to handle it. That's the big key.
Yeah. After them, you know, it's tough. I'd probably go Lacey.
Yeah.
After them, they're bringing back a lot of talent. You know, Riley Giordano, great basketball player, got some height. Mm-hmm. You know, she had a great soccer season. Maddie Bell, another soccer player. But they're just bringing back some good pieces where I think, you know, they could be competitive in that division.
Agree. Now, they I wrote something down. They lost a couple players, but I think they have enough of a nucleus coming back that they'll, besides playing Donovan, they'll be competitive. They'll be competitive with Manchester.
Also, you know, Barnegat's probably right with them, I would think, with the people that they bring him back to. You know, seeing a lot of, you know, you look at their roster, you see, you know, some soccer names, some lacrosse names on there. Yeah. You know, McCoy's younger sister. So I don't think that, I think they only graduated maybe one. I'm looking at last year's. McCoy actually, she led the team in scoring as a sophomore last year. Yeah, Ashley Pringle was the only one that graduated last season. So, you know, good nucleus. Just don't know.
I have Pinelands in that spot only because of Bridget Dudas. Like,
Bridget's a special player.
She's the best player of any of the teams left. So,
yeah,
because of her, you know, I think.
That's true. You know, that's how we would usually pick it back in the day, who was the best player on the court. So, you know, I do agree with Bridget. Interesting team this season will be Brick. They have, you know, I talked to the coach recently. Three freshmen that they expect to make an impact. One, her name's Riley. I don't want to butcher her last name. I'm not even going to try.
Come on, you butchered enough. Keep going.
Her father is the head coach of the Marlboro boys team. They're expecting big things out of her. And then they have another freshman that they say is a really good shooter. Combined with their leading scorer last year, Nicole Cole, you know, she's will be a senior this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ryan Stanton, you know, soccer player, you know, junior this year. She's been playing basketball with the varsity since she was a freshman. So I think their program that actually might start be making the move upwards.
And what's going to help them is getting out of that bull ring of A-South. You know, where they weren't very competitive most years. I think they'll be very competitive in
B-South. Yeah, take Donovan out. I think they'll be pretty, pretty competitive. And playing some teams, you know, equal to them where they could see where they, you know, need to improve and develop over the next couple of years.
They'll stack up in a much better way in B-South than A-South.
Who's your all-division team?
So I guess that leaves Lakewood last.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You always try to hate to give them the short end of the stick, but not competitive. That's, you know, unfortunately.
Have they won a game in the last 2 years?
No. You hope at some point they get, but Lakewood's obviously a town in flux and just there's not much going on there. So as far as all division, Gabby Ross and Olivia Conroy from Donovan, Amaya Bray from Manchester, Riley Giordano from Lacey, and Bridget Dudas from Pinelands.
The only change is I have Quigley.
Okay.
Instead of Giordano.
Quigley over who?
Giordano.
Okay.
Everyone else. Now maybe the most interesting division, B Central.
Most competitive?
Besides
Granny?
Yeah. I mean, clearly – my thing is, if Rainey loses to anyone in the division, it's a disappointment this season. You know, there's a lot of they should run the table.
Well, they went from a competitive division last year, playing some tough schools, back to B Central.
Where so I hopefully don't
really think there's much of a competition there.
No, they started freshman majority of the season last year. You know, Lipinski, Raquel, Clarissa, you know, who are all sophomores this year. I know they got a couple freshmen that came in expecting to make a impact. You know, Haley Poser, I know a lot of people hype her up as a freshman. Brooklyn Taylor, who is actually Erica Gomez's daughter.
You know,
just coming from that background, you expect, you know, her to have a big impact, you know, right out of the gate. Sarah Hughes, junior, probably going to be, you know, the leader on the court, and in the locker room. The only senior on the roster is Morgan Lipinski. If they could figure out early on and be competitive against the strong teams, that's one thing I want to see their schedule outside
the division.
Do they
play out of division?
That's what I want to see
for them. I mean, they're going to get 12 wins in the division. So,
so I'm pretty during that SHEOC game, they got Academy of Notre Dame, something PA. So I don't know much about them. Out of division, Mount St. Dominic. Don't know much about them.
Up from up north, pretty competitive team.
St. Elizabeth, Pope John. What I think they're usually Sparta, competitive. They Rumson. They added Saddle River Day, so they did schedule. They you know, and that's good. And Saddle River Day is towards the middle end of the season, so get everything clicking. That would be a good test for them to see, you know how far they got to go, or you know how far they've come. And St. Thomas Aquinas, which is you know, new coach last season. So see, you know, so they did schedule some good games out of division, which is when you're in a division like that, that's what you know you got to do to get them ready for the postseason.
Because there's not going to be many competitive games within the division.
No.
And again, we talk about that kind of hurts them.
Yes.
Because record wise, yeah, they'll be 12-0 in the division, but what are they going to get out of those 12 wins?
Yeah.
So scheduling a Saddle River Day and a Mount St. Dominic and, you know, a Rumson, that's good for them because they're going to need to be challenged and come short conference and state time. So,
yeah. So good job there, you know, beefing up the schedule outside the division. After that, you know, I'm going to probably say modern day because they have the most experience coming back. I did see Barksdale on the roster. I was not sure if she was playing this season, you know, and Madison Lopez, another senior who's been, you know, playing. So I have them, you know, second, and then probably Point Beach.
Point Beach third.
They have Jada Clayton. Is that?
Jada
Clayton is the big person returning from last season, who's their transfer. And then after that, you know, it's tough with Keensburg, Keyport, Henry Hudson, and Asbury. Yeah. Now, Asbury has, you know, Taysia Cooper, who's a double machine. It's just, Asbury. Asbury's, I don't remember the last time Asbury's been, relevant for girls basketball.
Although Asbury always has the home court advantage on stage, so.
It's going to be rainy, and, you know, the other teams, chasing for the second spot,
Yeah, agreed.
Who's your all division team?
Let's see. I have Barksdale on for modern day. Ellie Hendrickson from Henry Hudson. I think she's the only returner that did anything last year. Taysia Cooper, Asbury Park. Bella Santulli from Rani and Raquel Guidetti from Rani.
Okay. I have Raquel as well. I have the younger Lipinski. I have Madison Lopez from Modern Day, Cooper from Asbury, and I got Isabel Benares from
Key. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, very good player. Again.
Yes, a multi-sport athlete.
To go with her, but
but, you know, one of those multi-players, multi-sport players. Oh, that's why. I can't see my C North. There's my C North. All right, good. All right, last division we're going to go through, and then we'll go through our top 10 and all short. C North, Manasquan brings almost everyone back. So, you know, to me this year, it's TOC.
Yeah.
You know, and can they be the last school to win a TOC? You know, do they have enough to beat St. John Vianney when they meet them in the TOC? Is the question.
I think they have enough. Do they have the depth of St. John Vianney? Maybe, maybe not.
A couple good bench players, but they are on a level of, you know, St. John Vianney's bench.
But their starters are fantastic. So, in that division, not going to be much competition for And in normal years, you'd say, yeah, St. Rose, Wall's an up-and-coming team, but I just don't see Manasquan losing.
I think there's a fun competition for second place.
Yeah,
in that division. You know, Manasquan, I think, you know, never say never too, because, you know, when St. Rose and Manasquan get in the gym, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, yeah, even though St. Yeah. Rose is a very young team this year, yeah. You know, St. Rose, I think 7 freshmen, you know, and, you know, I'm guessing 3 of them probably going to be starting.
Yeah.
I think behind, you know, with Rosie and Maggie Kavanoff. Yeah. So, you know, Mary Beth, you know, last year when they played Manchester was one of the best coached team games. Everyone scored double digits.
And I love Layla Laws. I'm friends with her mom and her aunt. I went to school with her aunt. Great people. When I saw her covering Destiny man to man, I said, ooh, well, I guess Mary Beth's going to go with the old give Destiny what she wants and stop everybody else. Uh-huh. And sure as crap, Layla played her best game against Destiny and just kept her off balance all night. And that, again, like,
and also said, took it to her on offense,
right?
Yeah,
on the offensive end. And I'll agree with you, that's one of the best coach games I've seen in a long time.
If you would have told me Abby, I think she only scored 13 points, and that St. Rose was going to be up, I think they were up 30 at one point, right? And Abby only scored 13 points, I would have said they must have lost by
right. And then you look at the box score, and there was four or five in double figures, right?
Yeah, so, five. I think all five were double figures, all five starters, you know.
Yeah.
What I like about, you know, St. Rose, a couple smart playing freshmen, you know, I've seen a couple of them on a soccer field already that are basketball players, you know, basketball is their main sport. But, you know, the freshman Lizzie Mitchell, when I got to see them in the summer league, you know, to me looked like a very smart player. Maggie's younger sister made some really nice passing in the summer, and I was streaming part of their scrimmage, and, you know, same thing. So, be interesting just how quick she could get them to gel, and until they gel and the freshmen could make a big impact, can Rosie and Maggie carry the load until then?
Yeah,
you know, Mary Beth's one of those people that schedules the toughest teams outside the division, so you know, there's no let up. But I do think it is going to be competitive for that second spot with Wall and also Ocean,
yeah,
because Ocean. A lot of young talent, you know, a couple sophomores. We'll talk about Ocean real quick. I just want to pull up their roster. So you got Ella Clark, you know, sophomore, her younger sister, Kaden, should be an impact freshman. Sophie Chabukin. very good sophomore year, you know. Her older sister, one of the two seniors. So they're a young team. They're going to be around for, you know, next couple seasons, which is good to see, you know, the kids staying with the, you know, local talent. I guess you got a phone call.
Yeah, I told you that was going to happen.
So a couple soccer players on the roster for Ocean, but see major steps, but I do think they compete for, you know, second place with St. Rose and, you know,
and Wall.
We're going to talk about Wall now, you know, they're two freshmen last year, Eldridge and Emily.
Yep.
Tverdic. You know, they had great seasons, and now I, you know, another freshman is supposed to be impact player, you know, coming in. You know, that's also a program on the rise, and you know, I think Coach Wisher is a very good coach as well.
And we said last year, if she can get the talent to stay home, that program will get turned around very quickly. So, they've got some talent this year. I'm happy to see it. You know, they were down for a long time. And this division's pretty competitive.
Yes, it is.
Beside Manasquan.
Mm-hmm. Point Borough's got a couple seats.
Sure.
You know, Jen Farah, Erica. I forget her last name. Played point guard for them. Let me pull. And Molly Burns, who's one of those do it your all type.
Hustler, yeah. They got some talent. So them, I think, leaving B South probably hurt them a little bit because I think they'd be really competitive in B South.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess they have to realign everything every year. So.
Yeah, they're one of those schools, you know. I mean, I get, you know, they're close to St. Rose and Madison.
Right.
Kind of makes sense, but I don't know. I want to sit in one of those meetings.
I don't know.
Towards the bottom, you know, Jackson Liberty and Monmouth. You know, Liberty, more Kearney graduated. You know, Chelsea tore her ACL, who was a big impact freshman. Yeah. You know, probably not going to be back till next soccer season.
Right.
You know, Ari's going to have to step up in a big way. You know, she's going to have to carry, you know, much of the load for Jackson Liberty. And Monmouth Regional, their leading scorer, Maya, tore her ACL as well during the summer. So, you know, they do got senior leadership with Ava, you know, who I think might lead the Shore blocks the last two seasons.
Yeah.
You know, she's a big force down under. Could she increase her scoring to, you know, make up for, you know, Maya's loss? I want to pull up the stats for her.
Who else is going to step up on that team? Who, you know, there's not, again, Monmouth's one of those schools that kind of gets left in limbo every year. So, I don't know. I just don't think they have enough.
Yeah. I agree. I'm looking at their roster. Very young roster last year. They had 5 freshmen, one of them being the leading scorer. 3 sophomores and 2 juniors. So the senior, you know, Ava and Sydney are going to, you know, to step up, and hopefully a couple of those underclassmen that got quite a bit of minutes could help take some of the load off them offensively.
Agree.
So who's your all division for Scene North?
It's tough.
This was tough.
I could have gone with 3 or 4 Manasquan girls. But I tried to, you know, and again, Hollowell coming off the injury, you know, hopefully she's back to 100%.
Yeah, that's where she was on the court the first scrimmage. Yeah. So that was good to see.
But I have Mary Donnelly, Georgia Hine from Manasquan, Rosie Scognamiglio. I think that's how you pronounce it. If not, I just pulled a butcher job from St. Rose. Shane Eldridge from Wall and Emily Tverdick from Wall.
Okay. Very similar, but I did put Brooke on mine. You know, just because I've been following that team. You know, that could be one of my bias picks, whatever. But everyone else, I had the same. I had her over Eldridge, but, you know, Eldridge would probably be the next player I would have on that list because she had such a great season as a sophomore. So, you know, overall, you know, it should be a very fun season. You want to go through top 10 real quick, and then we'll do our all shore.
Sure. You can give me your top 10. I'll agree or disagree with you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, obviously, St. John Vianney.
No disagreement there.
Manasquan 2. RBC 3. Yeah. I got Donovan 4. Toms River North 5. Homedale 6, St. Rose 7, Marlboro 8, Brumson 9, RBR 10. Those bottom 4 could be rearranged probably. Bottom 5 probably could be rearranged.
I think I will switch RBC and Manasquan.
Okay.
Just because I really think this is the year that RBC will put it together. I sound like I said it last year, but I think this is the RBC will put it together.
Well, last year, you know, Justine did miss some time with, you know, COVID protocols or whatever.
And then for some reason, they just didn't gel. I mean, was it the short season, the injuries, the COVID. It just didn't, for some
reason. And I think COVID hit them early too, well, right? So they, you know, their season was all out of whack from the get-go.
Agreed. As far as the rest of the year, I can't complain with, can't argue with any of that. I mean, really, those bottom four spots could be occupied by 6 or 7 teams.
Yes.
So I think, you know, we'll see. Jackson, Thompson Reese, Trinity.
They probably
knock on the door at some point to Howard.
Trinity, so, Wall, Rainey, probably right. three teams that are, you know, right there that, you know, could, you know, I expect, you know, especially Trinity, I expect them to at some point be, you know, in the top 10 this season. You want to do your all division team first? Because I don't. Sure. All Shore. Yeah, sorry. All Shore. I don't have mine written down, so I'll just.
All right. I think we probably have a couple disagreements, but again, this is tough. This, you know, I hate leaving people off this list because.
And we don't take the easy way out, put 10 people on the first
team. No, I'm not putting this, you know, exactly. I try to.
Like some people do.
I try to look at it and say, okay, if I was putting together 3 All-Star teams, what would those 3 All-Star teams be? Yeah. Now, I did a 3rd, 2nd, and 1st team.
That's good. I do that for soccer. Third team. Yeah, start with team.
Them. All right, so I have Brooke Hollowell, Manasquan, Young from Neptune, Emnis from Trinity Hall, Amaya Bray from Manchester, Gabby Ross from Donovan, and Corsentino from Rumson Ferry.
Okay.
Again, now, you could put any of those players on the second team and nobody complain. You know, I'm trying to find, I think the 15 best players.
Best players. In the
short. Okay. Second team, I have Megan Cahallan from St. John Vianney, Ashley O'Connor from St. John Vianney, Georgia Hine from Manasquan, Riley Drejos from Shore, and Rosie Scognamiglio from St. Rose. And then my first team would be Justine Passat and Allie Carmen from RBC, Zoe Brooks and Madison St. Rose from SJV, and Mary Donnelly from Manasquan.
Yeah, I agree with your first. I agree with all the players, but you're right. The second and third team, you can mix it up. I would probably say the next person up this season for the first team, say you took Maddie St. Rose out because she'll win her 3rd straight player of the year. I would probably put Rosie as my next person for first team.
I can't argue with that, you know.
But all 15, I agree. And, you know, you can mix them up. You know, it's just such a competitive conference.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, you know, maybe I missed 1 or 2 there, but to me, that's the top 15, 16 players in the Shore. So
yeah, I don't think we missed anybody on that list. You know, top 15. Real quick, I'm gonna talk postseason a little bit. So odds are, you know, St. John Vianney is gonna win.
Yeah,
I'm gonna talk the final 6 teams for the TOC. So probably St. John Vianney.
Yes.
You know, it'll take a strong game by RBC or who else is in that division? St. Rose. Group 2, you know, probably Manasquan is coming out of Group 2.
I'd say that's probably a safe bet right there. Yeah.
Now, I don't know the whole state, but Shore Regional is now Group 1. There is a strong chance that they come out of Group 1.
That's tough. You have all those smaller schools up in Newark too, like the university and
are they Group 1 universities?
They're Group 1, yeah. They have been Group 1. I don't know if they changed it.
Okay. I don't know the groups. Okay. Group 3, I don't know. Marlboro and RBR were in Group 3, the last state. I don't know if they've been moved out or anything.
No. I thought Marlboro wasn't Group 4. I thought they were Group 4, but I could be wrong.
In state, they were – I'm pretty – oh, no. Were they in Group 4? I don't know. They moved out those every year, too.
Now, St. John Vianney would be the A, non-public A.
Yeah.
RBC, I believe, is non-public B.
No, they're A also? Yeah. Okay. And St. Rose.
Donovan Catholic B. But I know there's a couple other good parochial schools from South Jersey also.
Rutgers Prep is B.
Correct. Okay, right. Right. And so is Saddle River Day.
Yes. So that's that should be a fun north-south matchup.
Yeah.
Because I think, right? So Rutgers, yeah, it should be a fun north-south matchup. Rutgers Prep and Saddle River Day. So who do you, does anybody dethrone St. John Vianney in the TOC?
No.
No? Okay.
I think they run the table this year.
Okay.
Now, I didn't. I know they're playing a bunch of – they're having that Girl Got Game at St. John Vianney. And yeah, I know there's a bunch of top teams from the East Coast playing that. I didn't check the rest of their schedule to see where they're – oh, wait, they're playing in Tampa over Christmas break. Was that St. John Vianney playing in Tampa over Christmas break?
I think you're right because I thought I saw a fundraiser.
And that is that. I mean, I saw some of the teams in that, and that's going to be a heck of a tournament.
They don't even have a full schedule up here. They don't have a full schedule up on NJ.com. Yeah. They had it on their Twitter. Actually, let me pull it up. Beating Lancers. I thought I saw it on their Twitter. Oh, yeah, there it is. All right, so those are scrimmages. So they got Morris Catholic.
Okay.
And Charter Valley. I don't know what that is. They're down. They got Lake Highland. That's the only game scheduled so far for that Tampa Bay Christmas.
Okay. Right.
They're in the Blue Star Tournament. Don't have an opponent yet, so you know it's going to be a, you know,
one of those DC Catholic powerhouses down there.
They have Paul the Sixth at the South versus Shore, which is a fun event. I went down there 2 years ago. Immaculate Conception. I don't know much about them. New Hope Academy, that's in the Bronx. 2022 Mecca. I don't know.
Yeah, the Gauchos at the Gauchos.
So they got Saddle River Day and the Coach's Choice.
Okay.
That's a then,
yep.
Yes. And then they got the last game of the regular season, Rutgers Prep at Kane University.
All right. So I'm gonna say that if they lose a game this year, it's gonna be from an out of state team.
Out of state? Okay.
Because I don't think they're losing a game in the state.
So it might be down at that winter.
I know there's a lot of good teams down there. I don't know the specifics, but if they were to lose a game this year, it won't be to a team from New Jersey.
Okay. It'd be interesting. They play Rutgers Prep at the end of the year, and then they meet in the TOC finals.
Could be.
What kind of so say St. John Vianney beats Rutgers Prep? What kind of advantage is that going into the TOC finals?
Doesn't matter. They'll beat them again. It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this preseason. Hopefully, we're going to try to do a weekly recap. You think we can do that this season?
Yeah, let's get some coaches and players on.
Yes. Every week. Definitely. And hopefully I'm going to make some phone calls and hopefully have a player of the week, you know, that me and you would decide. See if I could get someone. I got somebody in mind. I'm going to call her later. Let's see if she wants to sponsor that. I was supposed to do it for, I was supposed to do that soccer season.
Give me a dozen while you're talking.
All right. I was supposed to do it during soccer season, but I got too busy. But Doug, thank you for taking time out today. And
thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Saturday, WOBM, you going to be there?
I will be there. I'm hoping Morgan gets home in time to think Manchester plays at 7 and then RBC plays at 8. So I'm going to try to make a couple games that day.
Okay. I'll be there until I got to leave for work.
Yeah.
I'll get to 10 a.m. and sit there all day.
And, you know, good luck to all the coaches and players. Stay injury free and
stay healthy.
Too. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And look forward to this season. You know, I wasn't excited last season. I wasn't excited a month ago about basketball, but now I am.
I had a little excitement because I had some skin in the game.
Yes.
But that was it. But I'm really looking forward to this year.
Yeah. More and more as we get closer, you know, my basketball coaches that, you know, friends that are basketball coaches have been bugging me stop with the soccer stuff, but
I know.
But I finally turned the page.
I enjoy soccer as much as you do. So yeah, I understand.
So, yeah. So good luck, everybody. And we'll see how our picks turn out at the end of the year.
Yep. Take care.
Thanks, Doug.